Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's move on to my my testicles, okay?
Okay, all right. Yeah,
all right. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? You said testicles. You thought it was funny.
I'm 15 years old.
Yeah.
So you're embarrassed, but Joe Biden farting. But when I want to talk about the boys, all of a sudden you laugh.
That's hilarious.
It's all funny then.
All right,
they
what happened?
There's a story that came out yesterday about these microplastics. And I have, Jamie brings up microplastics all the time.
That's why I'm drinking out of a glass bottle.
I know, and I've just poo-pooed. I've said, Jamie, I don't know. Why do you keep bringing this up? I mean, there's plastic in everything. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. In your lungs, in your heart, in your head, in your...
In women's ovaries, it's like causing reproductive problems. Well, but now all of a sudden it's about you, and now you care.
Here's the story. Listen.
Microplastics have now been discovered in human testicles as well. You heard that right. According to a report by the University of New Mexico, microplastics have found their way to the testicular tissue of humans and dogs. For the study, researchers analyzed over 47 dogs and 23 human testicle samples. The test results were shocking. It was discovered that there were 12 types of microplastics present in the samples. Researchers were able to find a correlation between higher levels of PVC and lower.
Lady. All right, lady.
She makes the word testicle sound sexy.
She does.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know. Yeah. When you say testicle, I'm like, ugh. But then when she says it, it's like, it's very hot.
In the dogs and in the men, which I guess there's a correlation there, men or dogs, I don't know. Dogs and men, in that, they found 100%.
That's
100% of the study, microplastics in your...
That is... I almost said nuts!
Oh, it's real funny to you now, huh?
No.
Oh, you took it serious.
Oh my God, that would have been bad.
When it was women, could be in your lungs or in your breasts.
I almost said that's nuts.
BJ, that is nuts.
That's bad.
Microplastics have now been discovered in human testicles.
Quit rubbing it in.
Wow, so like plastic balls.
Yeah.
Well, then it shouldn't hurt when you guys get kicked in them. Now that's
indestructible.
BJ and Jamie.
You were just reading this article, Jamie, that you were sharing with me with AI.
Oh,
and I thought I'd mention this real quick here, or we would.
It's a PR disaster.
Now, let me ask you a question, okay? Because I don't fully understand it, but I will say this. In the very beginning, I remember mentioning how AI spits out what's been put in.
Well, they accumulate. Not just directly like a dictionary. They accumulate information
from all over the web.
Right,
all over the web.
So they're losing. So this is Google has just put out a new search feature, right? Mm-hmm. On Chrome, Firefox, the Google app, and it's this new feature where you can ask AI questions, right? Instead of like typing it or whatever, you just ask AI, blah, blah, blah. Or you can type it still. But it's an AI-generated answer instead of like a Google answer that just goes to the internet and grabs the information in articles. Mm-hmm. This is AI will tell you it's gone wrong. It's gone really wrong. They're calling it's one of Google's biggest disasters. If you ask it normal things that there are articles about, it'll give you normal information. But if you ask it something like, has an astronaut ever seen a cat? It'll say, astronauts see cats on the moon all the time, and they play with them.
Do you think somebody put that information in somewhere on the internet, and it went out and grabbed that?
I don't know.
And do you think that people are putting stuff out there intentionally? And coding it so that AI picks it up?
I think that's a possibility. I do. Absolutely. Too. Yeah.
And they also said that it can be dangerous for this new Google search feature because it tells you to eat a pebble, a rock, every single day because it's full of nutrients. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's like you'll die if you eat a rock every day, right?
Sounds like it almost has a brain of its own. Like it's going out on its own and
exactly,
doing this.
Exactly. Exactly. The other thing it says is to put super glue on your pizza to keep it together.
Yeah.
It sounds
to me like that somebody is toying with it. It sounds to me like because AI wouldn't have a brain on its own to make this up. That it's finding it somewhere.
Well, yeah, somewhere. It's collecting different information, but I don't know how it's putting it together. It says basically it's lost all touch of reality because it doesn't think like us, right? Like we want it to, but it doesn't think like us. And so it just grabs stuff. Like maybe there was a glue story with some pizza in it and it grabbed it, you know? Who knows?
Who knows?
It could have pulled it from like, what's that place that puts out the fake news stories all the time?
Oh, yeah. The Onion.
Yeah, The Onion. Yeah. It could have grabbed it from somewhere like that. I mean, there's a lot of sources that it's pulling from. It's the entire internet, right? So they could just come up with anything.
So hundreds of millions of people have already downloaded this. They said that they have to fix it one by one.
Oh.
You're never going to be able to do that?
No
way.
I don't know.
No.
They're calling it.
I did see something over the weekend with Google, though. They've put out, and I shared this on my Twitter account, they put out a tutorial for AI. And it goes through from the very beginning of how to understand it to how to implement it in your daily life. In anything you search for or whatever. And I thought that was kind of cool because I don't understand it at all. I don't get it.
It's a really great tool that works for you. I told you last week, I was showing my girlfriend who sells real estate. It writes for her the 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house. It writes it all for her and uses words that she will never use in her life.
Right. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, that you could go in there and learn the general, you know, rules with AI and how to implement it on just small tasks. I'm not looking for
something. Well, they're doing it for like advertising too. Now, like, let's say you start up a new ice cream shop. Now it'll actually do reviews for you that don't exist. Like, Tammy will go like, in audio version, I love the new ice cream place. I just had 5 ice creams and it was a deal. And it's fake generated voice that will say that for you.
Right.
I'm like, there's nobody named Jenny that ever bought that ice cream.
Didn't somebody put it in the BJ and Jamie Morning Show?
I wasn't going to mention that.
How to put it together? And we're doing it all wrong?
Yeah. No, I know nothing.
Why can't we mention that?
Well, because nothing. It's fine. It's fine. But it'll.
Are we doing it right according to AI?
We are. We're doing it right. Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. I feel like something's wrong.
No, it's fine. Just keep walking. God. Just keep walking.
I've got to go do it right now. I got to figure this out real quick.
Just keep walking.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Because I think you know tacky. When you see it, I'm kind of upset
because lately they're saying now that if you wear anything with Gucci on it, it's tacky because it's so mass produced fake.
Yeah.
There's so much fake Gucci out there that if you're wearing like the Gucci belt or like, you know, I have like 3 pair of Gucci tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I wear those all the time.
I have these. These are Gucci. I have mine right now. And so this is apparent. I'm tacky.
Tacky.
Because they're so mass produced.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. Yeah, I mean, I think
they're adorable.
All right, let me say this real quick here. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. We are on the Odyssey app nationwide. If you missed something on the program, go back and get it on the app.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, the reason I bring up tacky is they put out a list here that when somebody walks into your home, there are certain items that they see or certain things with the decor they see that you come off as a very tacky person.
Okay.
Now, I personally, I think I live tacky. Okay.
You have CD racks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know really tacky. Well, maybe I know it, but I don't care.
You have CD racks.
Yeah. I don't know how.
And they're
fall.
Sitting out. Like you have. Yeah. CD racks on display.
Okay. I feel like the CD racks now, though, those are like vintage. Those might be kind of cool now.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But
maybe.
Not.
Give it a couple more years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm still going to go with no. But we can do that. And I would also maybe say his recliners.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, CD racks and recliners are not on this list.
So technically.
So.
All right, go ahead.
Let me go through it real quick here. Family photos.
What?
Family photo. Well, is it like a whole wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. The whole wall thing.
Yep. It's on
or
this.
The gigantic ones, like the 11 by 14s.
Oh, like the massive ones?
Yeah,
like
or a just a whole wall. Like, yeah, it's a lot.
Okay.
Uh-oh, do you have a wall of
photos? Yeah, sure do.
You do?
Yeah. We got an entire wall of, and they're individual pictures, but it's going up our staircase. And it's right there on the landing. Mm,
you're a fashion dome.
But no, it's from our wedding. It's like a whole all of our wedding
that's
photos.
So long ago, I don't even care.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
You're just supposed to have like light sconces going up.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, we got a whole wall, baby.
Or some wainscoting, something like that. But not, oh my God.
We have plants.
Are they real?
No. And that's on the list. Plants. All right, next. Matching too much.
Oh, like the
drapes.
But people now are doing like the on each side of your bed and the dresser,
the end tables and everything like that.
You don't buy a matching bedroom set anymore.
Okay,
that's really? Not yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
Okay.
So you agree with this so far?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's two for two right now.
You should have like cool little pieces or whatever as your dresser and stuff, not the matching.
This one I don't even know what it is. A bad Berber rug.
I don't know what that is.
Is that a brand?
A bed?
Bad Berber?
Bad Berber rugs.
Bad Berber rug.
What's a Berber rug?
I don't know.
Is it like that?
B-E-R.
You know, is it like straw? Is it like that straw stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
It could be all kinds of designs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I'll move on.
I'll move on to the next one. Hey, I didn't make the list.
Okay.
Wall slogans, especially in neon.
Yes, those are so over. And I have one. I have one in my guest bedroom that says Dream. And every time I walk in there, I'm like, you got to take down Dream. They know they're going to dream, okay, when they stay over. But it's the ones that say, like, kitchen. And you're like, oh, thank God, because I didn't know I was in here.
Or laundry.
Yes, laundry is very popular. Yeah. Laundry is very popular.
All right. Animal print.
Oh, that's over too? Yeah, yeah. I don't have any of that in my house. Yeah,
I have an animal print bed sheet, or not sheet, quilt.
Well, I bet you do.
What?
I bet you do.
It's a zebra print.
I bet it's silk too. Yeah, it's silk maybe. And it's zebra.
It is zebra. It's not silk, silky. But it's zebra.
Woo, Schmadil.
Animal print in the Schmadil bedroom.
Welcome to the jungle.
A zebra.
Baby.
He has zebra print.
I don't know if we need to go any further.
I don't even need to think about that ever again.
Last one is plastic chairs.
Oh. I have.
Who has plastic chairs?
Well, I do.
You do?
On my deck. Because I had a huge party, so I just bought like
a ton of them.
I bought a ton of plastic chairs for the deck.
Yeah. I think on the deck it's fine.
No, on the patio they say it's
really?
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad.
Tacky.
You got to get real furniture.
That and my dream, man. I'm over.
TJ and Jamie.
So off air, we're talking about this story.
Where is it? Oh, it's New York.
New York City.
Oh, of course it's New York.
Yeah, it's New York. Or it could be LA, whatever. It's a nightclub in New York City that requires, as a dude, women get in free. But as a dude, you must have $50,000 in your bank account or you cannot enter the club.
Oh my God.
So that the girls inside will know that it's high clientele that's inside the place.
But can you doctor your bank account? Like, couldn't you just make a fake site?
There's got to be a way. Yeah, I mean, if hackers can literally make imitation sites of like Wells Fargo and all, there's got to be a way.
Exactly.
Well, beyond that, though, even if you could fake whatever, but beyond that, isn't that wrong to make people have $50,000 in your bank account to enter a club where women get in free? That sounds like discrimination.
But, well, I mean, but everything is like that with money. Everything is discrimination. I mean, there's Raya, the website Raya, whatever. Yeah. You have to have a certain amount of money to join that.
The dating site,
It always happens to men in Las Vegas all the time.
Oh.
As single women or whatever, you guys, we all get to go in, and then you guys have to pay $150 if you're a single man.
It happened to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think with Vegas, in $150 or $100 to get in the door, I think that's different than having to show $50,000 in your bank account. That just feels a lot different for some reason.
But I mean, what I'm saying is it's not discrimination because it happens all the time to everybody.
All right,
about money.
51059. They're catching a lot of heat. People are saying that, hey, it's not fair. You can't make people show you a bank account, $50,000 to get into a club when you allow other people to get in there for free.
But what's the difference between like a country club? Like a country club, it's $150,000 to join it, you know?
Nobody else gets in for free, though.
No, but
that's excluding people.
But it's excluding people that can't afford $150,000 to be there.
I get that, though.
Yeah.
I understand that if you've got a lot of money and there are exclusive clubs out there to buy
your
way in.
But that's what this is it's an exclusive club.
No, they're claiming discrimination because the women are getting in free.
Yeah.
Absolutely free, where a guy has to show $50,000 plus the cover charge, but he has to show. A woman doesn't have to show her bank account. That's where the discrimination is.
I don't feel it's a private club. They can do whatever they want.
Well,
yeah, it's
okay.
Not like
well,
it's
you
a
can
workplace.
Have that argument,
yeah,
but I'm just saying
right?
That's why they're catching heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
51059. Do you think it's discrimination that you have to show a bank account with $50,000 in it?
Somebody said, hey, BJ, just don't go to the club.
I can't afford the club. Are you kidding?
I can't even get in the club.
I can't get in the club.
First of all, is BJ ever going to a club?
No. No, I'm not going to a club.
I don't think he has the right outfit.
No. No, you're not going to see me out there clubbing. I'm not going to meet you at the next rave.
Hey, you were to go to a nightclub, what would you wear?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that's a great question.
Probably what I'm wearing now.
Oh. Yeah. They're going to let you in the $50,000 nightclub with slides.
I would. That's exactly the way I go, with slides on. Somebody, this is a great one, too.
Oh my God.
Just show up at the front door and identify as a woman. You're in for free.
Oh, that's true.
I like it.
Okay, that's perfect. Oh, my God.
I think that's the route to go right there. She just got to identify.
But, I mean, isn't it like, you know, these casinos, they have the high limits area and stuff. You can either afford it or you can't.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's not the same. Because you're not playing for free at a table if you can't afford it. These women are getting in for free. You're missing the point. The point is discrimination because one sex is allowed in for free. The other has to show $50,000. If you
sucks
can't
to be a man, doesn't it?
You can't drive, you know, a cyber truck, let's say, unless you got the money to afford it. I get that.
I'm just saying, you know what this is? This all comes around because you guys get to pee outside, and we have a hell of a time doing that.
I'm not the one complaining about it because, A, I would never go,
right.
And, B, I don't have the money, okay? So I'm not the one complaining. I'm just saying people in New York are complaining that they can't get into this club because they don't have $50,000.
Well, then it's doing its job. Because now it's making it really, you know, exclusive, and people want to go there even more.
But I think that if you're a guy and you got $35,000 in your account,
you
should get in. It's like, hang on a second, I got 35. Hey, I'm 22 years old. Let me in this club.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah,
it's like how much you should.
Right, you're a 22 year old dude in New York, and you got 35, but I don't have 50.
You're doing pretty good.
I'm not allowed in.
Yeah,
come on.
Nope, not today.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you familiar with Bluey?
Yes, I know who Bluey is.
Okay, Bluey is a hit. Bluey is a big hit. If you've got small kids, you know who Bluey is. This is it. Everybody has this playing in your house. If you've got a kid that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, whatever, they're listening to Bluey. Well, I guess there was a big Bluey party over the weekend out in Vegas at a restaurant. They put it on Facebook. 1,000 showed up. And they were very, very disappointed because Bluey did not look like Bluey.
Not at all.
Have you seen this?
No, so it wasn't a Bluey sanctioned event?
No.
No, there's no way it could have been,
They were led to believe it was. Because, A, it's Vegas, and you figure in Vegas you're going to get a great party, right? But, yeah, they were led to believe that it was a sanctioned event, and they would get a realistic Bluey there. But, man, did it turn ugly. Look at the picture of the Bluey. He's in a onesie.
I'm not even sure what I'm looking at.
And he had a beard.
I feel like he's a pedo.
Yeah.
Kids
get that vibe.
Yeah, right?
Kids were crying. I guess the prizes they gave away were crap.
It was supposed to be awful.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Here's the report.
I was mad.
What, did he look like the cartoon? Did he look like on TV?
No, he looked like unexpected. We could, like, see his beard.
Sophia and other kids had the same reaction. The Bluey they expected was not who greeted them.
The kids were distraught. Some kids were crying. Some kids were upset, crying in their parents' shoulders.
3,000 people RSVP'd on the Facebook event. Crowds poured in for hours. There were lines outside in the heat. Inside, concerns about capacity. From the face painting to baked goods, many parents say they were underwhelmed, and the free stuff got snatched up quickly.
How could you do that to little kids? It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
You know what that would be like?
They got nothing.
Is saying, okay, Taylor Swift is going to be over here, and then they show up, and it's Powerball Pete. With a blonde wig on.
Well, yes. Well, we actually pulled that off one time. If you remember, we were over at Dave and Buster's, and we said Santa Claus was going to be there.
Yeah, that's
and it
true.
Was Powerball Pete.
It was Powerball Pete.
Yeah, it turned out to be. He
but
was
I mean,
still
the way
wearing
this,
his.
This guy is so far off from being Bluey, is what my point is. It's like. I don't even know. What were they thinking?
It feels like a scam in a way.
It does.
Yeah, it kind of does.
It feels like that they were throwing this party knowing that they were, you know, they were playing on the feelings of kids that are big fans of Bluey.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what they showed up to. They were still going to rake in the money for 100%. It. It didn't matter. 100%. That's what it feels
3,000 people showed up to see a guy in a onesie.
They said initially they thought the event probably was set up for no more than 100 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And 3,000 kids. They put it on Facebook. What? An open call.
And they obviously don't know how popular Bluey is.
I think we know how to make our next few thousands of dollars.
Well, that's the next bar bingo we do. We're gonna say Bluey's going to be there.
Oh my God.
And then we're going to put Spadell in one of these costumes just like this one.
He already has that outfit.
I would doubt it.
BJ and Jamie.
I just think there are a lot of people that are working jobs they don't like. Maybe not making a lot of money, like a drive-through, for example. Bad customer service. You're dealing with people all the time. People can be rude. I don't know, but it does feel like customer service is way down lately.
But Carson was an Arby's agent.
Arby's master. That's what they call
him. Oh,
yeah, they call him the Arby's master.
Whoa.
It was great. I mean, because I was a teenager. It was my first job, and I had it for, gosh, a while, all the way through college, because I'd come back for the summer. They'd rehire me. I started off at $15 an hour.
As a teenager?
Because it was in Lone Tree. The taxes are...
Yeah, wow, that's really good.
I don't think I've run into anybody that's a teenager, though, that's doing customer service. I'm talking about people that are 40 years old, 35 to, 55, something like that, that they're, maybe feel like they should be at another job, and they're not real happy with where they are. That's who I deal with. I rarely run into
a teenager. So what happened to you?
I went to a grocery store yesterday, and I wanted a piece of meat. Well, I wanted a piece of fish.
I want a piece of meat.
Yeah. Well, she looked at me strange. But anyway, the lady walks over, and I said, this piece of salmon, okay? Uh-huh. You know how they come in those big, foot-long?
Yeah, foot-long salmon.
Foot-long salmon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? All right, so I told the lady, I said, cut it down that middle, right down the friggin' middle, man, and give me the large piece, not the small tail piece, the large piece.
Uh-huh.
She said, I can't do that. I said, why not? She said, well, because that makes the other portion harder to sell.
Oh, that makes sense.
Not my problem.
Yeah, but you're the customer.
Yeah, not my problem.
Well, is there a sign that says you have to buy the whole fish?
No, no, not at all.
I've never.
It just didn't make sense to me. So I literally walked out.
Whoa.
Turned around. I had a basket with stuff in it.
And you left the basket?
Left the basket and everything.
Oh,
I just left.
Bad.
I'm like, okay,
rebel.
Well. No, I didn't argue.
Wait a minute. Spill, why are you laughing?
It's just funny that he was mad, throwing a temper tantrum about them not selling him half a fish.
Wouldn't you?
No.
What would you do?
I would probably just not get the fish and just
so she went
get the rest of the stuff that I wanted.
Yeah, okay.
You already went through the effort of picking all that stuff out.
No. It was principle.
at that point.
I want but my BJ's damn salmon. Also the customer. I grew up when at Arby's.
Customer's right.
The customer's always right.
But are you going to go back this afternoon or today after the show?
Like, are you not going to eat?
You're never going to go there again?
No, I went to another store and they cut it for me.
That's what I'm saying, though. Are you going to go to another store for the rest of perpetuity? Like, you're never going to go back there now?
Yeah, I'm a perpetuity all the way to the other store.
Does perpetuity work there?
I'll go to the other store. Yeah. I got no problem not going back. There's plenty of stores, man.
Okay.
And they got fish.
Yeah.
They got fish. But then I walked out.
I'll show that store. I'll leave all my groceries here.
Yeah. They got to put them away.
I mean, that is a pain. You got to restock the shelves. That is a pain.
I know. So somebody else has to pay for that woman's, perpetuity.
And they're all owned by the same place now. It's Safeway Albertsons. It's the same thing.
You're still giving them the perpetuity, buddy. I don't care. But they should cut it. But I'm just saying. I've never had that before, okay? Then you mentioned, you also mentioned, Jamie, that you had some
service. Mine was a teenager.
Yours was a teen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't run into, I don't use drive-thrus or any of that, and I rarely go to a
fast food. A straw, and it was like I was.
Oh, it's the end of the world?
Yeah. She did not want to give me a straw. I was like, yikes, okay, somebody's not happy with their job. Like, it's just a straw. Yeah.
So Fidel, I told him the story earlier, so he got this piece of audio, and it's a girl that. She works
at Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
She works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
The drive thru.
And she says she doesn't, at the beginning of this video, she says, don't tell me to go get another job. This is the job that I want. Like, she likes working at drive thrus.
Okay.
Okay.
But these are pet peeves that she has of people that come through the drive thru.
Number one, when it's raining, can y'all turn the windshield wipers off?
I never thought of that.
There you go.
It is a thing because it smacks the water back at you.
Well, when it's downpouring and some drive-thrus don't have an overhang.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does splash right at you.
Do you know what? That's actually a good thing to know because I've never even thought of that. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. I like her perpetuity, man. Got
it. This one right here, this one really make my booty itch real bad, bro. Look, they get to the window and they just got their phone like this. Is it Apple Pay? Are you trying to scan your app? Do you want my phone number? What do you want?
All right, number two.
Okay, I see that all the time at Starbucks. Yeah. People are just holding their phone waiting to be told what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or somebody orders, and you got to figure they see this, where somebody orders and then makes a phone call, so they're on the call when they get up to the window.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah. So you're sure. Okay, so that lady's upset with that. Let's continue.
Makes her butt itch?
Makes your butt itch.
Yeah.
Her perpetuity butt itches.
Use our word, please. Like, how y'all gonna get mad at us because you made your own order wrong? Like, the lady, look, I'm handing her this black-ass iced coffee, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her. She's looking at me like deadass. That's how we're looking at each other. And she's like, this is supposed to have cream and sugar. It says black.
There you go. Okay. Look. Now, this woman sounds like a very nice lady at the drive-thru, okay? So let's not be giving her a hard time. If you said black, then you're not going to get cream and sugar.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Don't blame her.
Like, what? I'm not the one who placed the mobile order. I could definitely get you some cream and sugar, Buki. And at that point, do you want to shout out out? This one right here, it just makes my booty break out of hives so bad.
Booty breaks out of hives so bad.
I thought it was itchy earlier.
Yeah, well, it was, but this is beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're at a level of perpetuity that Jamie is off the friggin' charts.
Can't even take this.
This is going to make her booty bounce.
I'm just trying to make the order correct. And I have, I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Could you go ahead and repeat that for me? And then they respond like this. Can I
like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like you're an idiot.
I could see, I could see teens doing that to teens.
Oh, yeah. No, you know? It happens. It happened to me all the time at Arby's.
Really?
Sometimes they pull up and you can't hear it because of the engine and they don't realize. So like, can I get a curly fry? And they're screaming at you.
And your little earpiece is like, God.
Can I have a large Okay, ma'am, I didn't say I was stupid. I repeated it, and I said it nice.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There you go. Drive-through etiquette,
all
man.
Right, well, I did learn a couple of things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really did.
I like the windshield wiper thing. That's for one, you know?
Can I get a...
BJ and Jamie.
Now, look, I'm just going to throw this out there as a goofy story, but I was online making a vote just a few minutes ago. There's a vote that you can go vote. And let me explain, okay? Uh-huh. There was a guy, and you might remember this guy. He spent $14,000 to become a dog. Remember the...
In Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
A collie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's quit. He's quit.
Oh, he's
he
not
gave
a dog
it up
anymore?
Yesterday. Oh, no. He's no longer a dog. He made the announcement yesterday. He says he finds it impossible to live life on four legs.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know why he didn't think of that to begin
with.
It's too
hard to walk
around. Yeah. I think he enjoyed pooping in the yard, just not the four legs.
Yeah.
I think that's where he stands, okay?
Understandable.
But now you can go online. Get this. You can go online and vote for his next animal.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you? What did you vote for?
I did. I voted for Gorilla.
A gorilla?
Oh. Yeah, gorilla. Because his choices are this. He puts up the choices for you.
I was going to say kangaroo.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll bet he never thought of that being in Japan.
Be more comfortable than being a dog.
I don't know.
Because you're on your hind legs.
Yeah, but you're always bouncing.
I would say penguin. Because you just wallow around.
I wouldn't want to walk around with, like, you know, a little person in my pocket all the time.
Yeah, like a little,
pouch, baby.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind.
To pull that off. All right, listen. Here's the voting. You can vote for a panda, a bear, which I feel like is kind of the same, right? Or a gorilla.
Those are your choices? Those are lame.
Yeah. Well, they're two-legged.
They're just too similar.
Yeah, you can't go with, like, elk or deer
or
something like
bears walk on all fours.
I think he's going to cheat.
He's going to be one of those dancing bears.
The weirdest conversation I've ever had.
Just saying. You mentioned a bear in the road. It just reminded me of my voting that I did this morning. Where I went with gorilla.
You did, yeah.
In case anybody's wondering.
I hope you win.
Yeah. And if you're interested, we'll put up the website. You can go to the vote if you want.
Thank God.
Who spends $14,000 to become a dog? You're mentally impaired at that point.
Yeah,
right?
But haven't you seen those little girls that act like they're jumping horses?
Little ponies.
Yeah, and they're jumping the things, whatever those racing
hurdles.
The hurdles. Silly. I know every person that right now does that in horsebacking is like screaming at me. It's whatever whatever. Yeah, those girls are all they do this and they
And they actually do competitions.
Yes, there's competitions.
I
would yank my kid out of there immediately.
Yeah, a little weird.
I'm not gonna be part of that.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you doing?
Well, I guess I'm going to play this.
I don't know what he's doing. He just like kind of leaned back and just was looking around. I'm like, what is happening?
I was thinking.
Yeah?
I was thinking.
Okay, what are you thinking about?
I guess we're going to play this credit card scam thing.
What's going on?
Everything's a scam these days. If you notice, there's hardly anything in the news this morning. Everything is just a ripoff. We're talking about body cams because of shoplifting, this and that. And you were talking about crypto being stolen because of malware off air. And it's just, everything's a crime.
Well, they've created some kind of Mac OS, I think it said malware, where it can actually steal your cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and
crazy.
I was listening to a show last night out of New York, and they were talking about the ransomware, and some other, I guess, company got hit with that yesterday, and they want millions of dollars to release their information. It's just, everybody's a crook.
Damn it, man!
This guy, by the way, I saw a video. Did you see the video of the old man that got scammed out of his entire life savings?
No.
The man had saved $750,000. And lost it all.
Oh. How?
Every single penny. I don't know. He got ripped off. I don't know.
Good story.
Somehow they got his, I don't know, they got his information.
They
and
did?
Boom, took all of his money.
Oh, my God.
But I felt so bad for the guy because he was an old man in suspenders, sitting in a rocking chair on his front porch.
Wait, are you rocking right now?
Yeah. I felt so bad for the guy,
Jamie.
I know you don't have a heart, but
yeah,
I do.
No, we actually were just talking about this in our group chat because a lot of my girlfriends have been talking to their parents about that because these phone calls, you know, get them duped. And so they're like, don't even pick up the phone, you know, unless you know who it is.
And everybody's out. I get something almost every day, it seems.
Yeah.
And I had one
2 days ago, I think it was, from PayPal. And man, it looks just like it's from PayPal. But I know it's not.
Right, I know.
But they disguise it so well. All right, this guy here, Spinell, you heard the audio. This guy here, they literally show up to the front door and get a credit card, don't they?
Yeah, they scam this woman, and she just hands it right over.
Yeah.
She doesn't even question it.
They tell her by phone that there's fraudulent charges on her card, and they're going to send somebody over to get the card and destroy it. And she gives it to them. That's how they get the money, $9,000.
It started with a call with her bank's caller ID.
I was at home, and I got a call letting me know that there was suspicious activity on my account.
Sure enough, when she looked at her online banking account, she found two fraudulent charges totaling thousands of dollars. That's when the scammer said they had to secure her account immediately.
He went on to explain to me that due to the high amount of fraud that's been going on, that they would have to send a courier to pick up my card.
And within less than 10 minutes, that so-called courier arrived.
The gentleman showed up at my door, and he had the passcode.
I have your access card here.
And unbelievably, I opened my door and gave him my card.
What? After the card is handed over, the scammer pulls out a pair of scissors, chops the card in half, and then puts her card in an envelope. The card's chip isn't damaged.
Aha!
Is that crazy? Wild?
This is in Vegas, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe she... Well, I mean, I guess...
They got her for $9,000.
He had her code and everything,
I mean,
right?
That's elaborate.
How did he get her code?
That part I don't know.
He probably bought it off the black web.
Well, I don't know how their code works, but yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They already had some information. Now they just went and, you know, cashed it on the big lick on her, you know?
Yeah. They had access to her.
Yeah.
What's the big lick?
The big lick. When you make the big final withdrawal.
Yeah,
the
when you rob lick. Somebody, yeah, you call it a lick. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are robbers. Yeah. I didn't know the word big lick.
Yeah. Criminal masterminds.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you watch a lot of crime shows.
I do watch a lot of crime shows. I got the verbiage down, Jay.
Yeah, you do.
Shysters.
Yeah,
when
they give you the big lick.
Yeah, they take a little here. They nibble. You know the word nibble?
Yeah, but not in crime, but okay.
Yeah, not in crime. It applies. They nibble. They nibble like a little rabbit.
A little bit here, a little there.
Yeah.
Little. And then they hit the big lick.
Whoa.
Boom.
Hitting the lick.
I love the show. I learned so much stuff.
Big licks are used in heists, too.
Yeah.
When you're going to rob like a big Brinks truck or something.
It is.
Yeah. The big lick?
Yeah. You're going to take a big lick.
How come I've never heard this? I have been so sheltered.
You're sheltered. I mean, you got to get out more and watch crime.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know crime to defeat it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to bring something up here, and I feel like you're as big a culprit, if not bigger, than I am.
Who?
Actually, you, Jamie.
Me?
You, Jamie. You.
Don't point at me. What are you talking about?
All right, the sensitivity training thing I had to take. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I don't
it's
have to
called
take
respect
it.
In the workplace.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got
flagged.
I got flagged, and I had to take this test a couple of days ago. And I've had several people bring it up to me outside of the show here when I'd be out and about. I had it yesterday at golf or whatnot. Hey, how'd the sensitivity training go? And they'd laugh, you know, like it's some big joke. Look, this is serious stuff, folks. You got to know how to act inside the workplace, okay?
Uh-huh. Apparently, but you don't know how because you got flagged.
You know, and everybody that asked me about the sensitivity training always says, I swear. What about Jamie?
Oh, sure they do.
They do.
Oh, really?
Jamie, you're worse than I am.
No, I am not.
You call me little wiener every day.
Well, you are
that's
a little wiener.
That is a lack of respect, okay?
But I don't call
sensitivity
you broad.
In the workplace.
Hey,
now,
broad.
Listen. All right, here's my thing.
And didn't you call me Jugs McGee once?
And Toots.
And Toots, yeah, all of them.
What's wrong with Jugs McGee? I don't get it. All right, here's my thing, though. So I go in and I take this respect in the workplace sensitivity training, okay? And I answer it. There's a question on there. You got Dave and Lois. They're in the office together, okay? And Dave makes a comment. Now, this is all, you know, just fake. Dave makes a comment about how he likes Lois's hair up instead of down.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like the days you wear your hair up.
He said it like, wait, did he say it like that and raise his eyebrows like you just did?
Yeah. God, it's in the video. Okay. And I'm supposed to say, is that acceptable or not?
Right.
Okay. And I said, no, in the sensitivity training. Well, in my heart, I really believe it's acceptable. Okay.
So you lied?
Well, you know, my point is, I went in to pass the test to look good to corporate. Okay. When everybody knows, I don't feel that way at all. Okay. Why would I have to take a respect and sensitivity course when you hear this show every day?
Right.
And you know where I stand. Okay. Right, Toots?
Yeah.
You hear this every day. I come across as a liar now to corporate?
I see what you're
instead
saying.
Instead of honesty?
I see what you're saying, because it literally is a big fat lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's obvious.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's obvious. I'm not very sensitive.
No. And so you know that they know that you have to change your views just for a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To pass their BS test.
Whoa.
No, I'm serious. I got to pass their BS test with answers that I don't really. I like Lois when she's got the hair down. Okay. and I got to put that answer on there. But if you turn on the show every day, you know where I stand.
Yeah. That is kind of weird. It's contradictory to the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking yesterday, which one makes you look worse? I look like this person on the air, or I look like a liar to them.
I think it's more about teaching you. I think the test is more about teaching you than you lying. I think they want you to realize, like, when you call Jamie Toots and Broad and Jugs McGee, these are wrong.
They're hoping that you evolve.
Yes.
It's all open about evolving.
Yeah. Open your eyes. Yep, that's what they're hoping. It's not really about you as far as being a liar. It's more about them going, my God.
They want me to become Carson?
Yes, they want you to become
Carson. But then we'd have two Carsons on the show.
Well, I know. But, you know, I think that's what the point is.
So, wait a minute.
I think it's a teaching lesson.
Well, but why do you get to do that to me and I can't do it back?
Well, because
you do it to me.
I'm a one word catchphrase. I'm wiener girl. Okay, you got lots.
But wiener to me. Well, wiener wasn't on the test, so I don't know where wiener stands.
Like, wiener's polite, kind of funny, silly, right? Yeah. Like, wiener's just always fun, right? Yeah. Like, saying wiener's like, yay!
Yeah.
But like, consummate a broad.
I got one. Last week. I don't know, something about my shirt, and I lifted up my shirt.
Oh, God.
And you said you have the navel of a Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's big. I could go swimming in it.
That's not respectful. That's not respectful in my mind.
It was an observation, though.
That's like, oh, so the truth is fine,
even if
it's degrading and disrespectful.
Do you feel like a huge belly button hole is degrading?
Well, yeah. The Grand Canyon, you said? Oh, yeah. I think that's a little over the top.
I don't think anybody ever really thinks about their belly button being degrading.
When you tag it to the Grand Canyon, Jamie, you're missing the point here.
See, I don't feel like that was degrading. I feel like that was just kind of funny, but not like, I mean, it's not like I said that about your vagina.
All right, that did it. I think you're right. I think I get it now. I think I'm going to clean up my act. That was a good point. Yeah. It wasn't your... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show cleared all that up, didn't we? More respect from BJ. That's what you're going to get, man.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll just start by reading the headline, okay?
Okay,
and then we'll have our take on this. Remote Amazon tribe connects to Elon Musk's Starlink internet and becomes hooked on porn and social media.
I saw this.
Look.
Where is this tribe?
Amazon. In the Amazon.
Marubo tribe.
Yeah. Oh, the old Marubo tribe. And now they're hooked on porn.
Hooked on porn.
Wow.
But look, you can't just go into some of these places where these people have never, ever had electricity. They've never had any type of media or nothing of that nature. They don't even know what a car is for the most part. I mean, you can't go in there and just plug in a satellite dish and all of a sudden they got the internet.
I know.
That's a little too fast. That's 0 to 120, man. Just can't do it.
It says now the tribe's men are now displaying aggressive sexual behavior.
Oh,
we knew this was going to happen. Cat's out of the bag. I'm just saying. Now, listen, here's the way I think it should be done. When you go into these Amazon regions, and you got these people that are indigenous to the area, and they've never seen technology in any way whatsoever, they haven't even seen the Industrial Revolution. They don't even know what a train is, for the most part, right? They don't know any of this stuff. You have to start slow. Okay, we need to go down there with the black and white TV.
Pong.
Pong. And we start with Pong, but you go down with the black and white TV with bunny ears for antennas, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't start off with Starlink and the internet and porn. What? You can't go there.
And how confusing if you're in the Amazon that there's a thing called Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No joke.
And here's the way I think, too. It's like, okay, wait a minute. For the first time, they got the internet, and now they're addicted to porn. These people are already naked. They didn't know how to do that. I mean, those people don't even have clothes.
Well, yeah.
They're wearing grass skirts.
Yeah, but I don't think that they knew that there should be a plot.
And the music.
Yeah, you're right.
They're used to just banging on a drum.
Yeah.
As they do it. Yeah. Not sexy music and candles.
Right.
No, they didn't know any of that stuff.
And they didn't know that they were supposed to be dressed up as police officers.
Can you imagine that you are an Amazon tribe and you've never seen any type of technology and you are plugged into the internet? Forget about the porn.
Yeah.
Just the internet and all the things. How do you consume all that?
They said they're absolutely addicted. They can't get off of their whatever their devices are.
It would be information overload.
Well, yeah, and the videos and all of it, you know? I mean, they're not going to be hunters and gatherers anymore. They're just going to be fat dudes in recliners.
That is mind-blowing to me.
I know, right?
That is mind-blowing that they've gone in there with the Starlink and hooked it up for these people to see the internet. They have never, ever seen anything. They haven't seen anything. I mean, they still use bow and arrows and spears.
Yeah. I mean, they have those things in their nose connected to their ears.
A bone.
Yeah. Why did he do that?
I don't know.
He's just destroyed the people.
I mean,
he really has.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you've destroyed them.
Because, I mean, you know how it is. We've talked about this. You lay in your bed and you're like, oh my God, I got to get to work. And then you're late because you're scrolling, right?
Doom 3 hours go by. And you're like, what happened to my life?
I mean,
you're going to be overwhelmed. I can't even put my mind around what they're feeling. You know, they can't even probably comprehend it.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
you take a look at you would have no idea like this. You wouldn't even believe it.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even believe all this stuff existed in the world. If you're in that jungle, next thing you know, they've got, you know, they're selling tickets for a Back That Ass Up concert down there. These people are going crazy.
What?
Isn't that wild, though?
Well, yeah, because they're also going to see plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So these women are going to feel really, you know, oh my God, my boobs aren't good. Because those are like long, you know, you see an Aborigine boobies. They're like, man, hanging down here. They're like, how'd they get them up so high?
That is just mind-boggling to me. It almost seems not fair. It does. You're right.
Yeah,
it seems not fair that you are, you're putting our culture on their culture, and our culture looks a lot better to them.
Well, yeah, because next thing you know, they're addicted to keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
And I'm all. yeah. That is crazy.
That is wild. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, we were watching TV, Jamie, and we saw where the dating apps are taking a hit right now. They're down 40%.
Oh, really?
Dating apps are off 40%
right now. I've never been on one.
Yeah, no, you haven't. Yeah. I
know a lot of people that have been on them, but Alina's been on them, and she's never had a good date ever.
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 Here's the story.
Everybody on the apps is faking it. Yeah. Listen closely. No one on there is real.
I think it's like a game. And you like talk to people, but like you're not actually ever going to see them. It's just like for funsies.
I do feel like we are shifting more towards meeting people organically.
Good. And,
like, it's more fun that way.
I think there truly is a push away from dating apps. We can think of technology as this tool for access, or we can think of it as a crutch. And I think a lot of people are sick of walking with the crutch because all of a sudden they notice that they no longer know how to strike up a conversation with someone that isn't in a DM or online. So there is this shift to try and meet in person.
What's Alina's problem with it? Is she just...
First of all, may I say this? Anybody that says funsies should be throat punched.
Well, that's a bad attitude.
Did you hear her say, oh, yeah, my God, we should meet for just funsies?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I meet up all the time for funsies. So I don't know what you're talking about. Does she run into people that aren't what they say they are?
She said they're all alcoholics.
She doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink, and she said they're all literally like alcoholics and just like ragers. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, why do we drink? Ah.
Well, the word is that the person that you're seeing online is not what you really meet, and an alcoholic would be one because you don't put that in your bio, do you?
No. Drinks too much.
Yeah, I'm a drunk, but I'd love to meet up for a funsie.
Right?
Yeah, let's go, girl.
Yeah, that's what she's. And then, and my other friend, she's so funny. She has an actual tablet and she has a computer. And so she showed me her two different ones that she signed up for. And the dudes are on the same, on both apps.
So they're all over the place. They're
so
trying
their
best.
So she just sees the same, but she just sees the same guys.
But don't you think women play that same card?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a good one to ask because I've never been on one. I think Fadil has.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dating apps. Yeah, if you're like on Grindr. One, you're on like all of them.
You are?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very common.
Absolutely.
All right, so what is the number one complaint you have when you meet up with somebody from the apps?
I mean, usually, like, the thing is it's really hard to just break through the barrier of, like, meeting a person. I don't like getting to know.
Because that's what that story is kind of about. Everybody's used to just texting and DMing, and then to, like, be in front of a human that you don't know, you get a little nervous, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And then when there's that, like, awkward, like, what are we going to talk about next? It's hard to come up with something unless, like, I'm used to being able to go back to their profile and being like, this is what they're interested in. Let's bring this up in the conversation. But
you
I don't have
it,
that
you have to have
right
memorized.
In front of me.
Yeah.
See,
and I would think, though, if you're stuck in that mode, that when you meet somebody face-to-face, you actually go meet them, you're scared to death.
Oh, yeah. I'm awful at like walking up and talking to a woman at a bar. I can't do it. I literally just can't do it.
Well, that's why a lot of people on these apps, when it comes to meet, they're like, hey, nope.
No, that's what I'm saying, that you'd be terrified. Even if you set up the initial meeting on the app, you'd be terrified when you have to actually go.
Yeah. Unless you just hit it off like right away. We both have like everything in common. It's super easy.
Yeah.
But if there's any sort of work or awkwardness, it gets real weird.
And then, like, you know, you see their picture, and it's a perfect picture, and you go and you meet them, and they're 3 feet high. You're like, you didn't say that you were 3 foot.
A lot of catfishing goes
on. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are very good at taking the proper angles, so they look good on their app, but then it's not when you meet them in person.
I know. Well, it's so hard to use a real picture.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, with all the filters out there, to actually show how you really look is like, oh, God.
Why would you do that, right? I mean, after all, you're trying to attract somebody.
Exactly.
You got to go another step above and beyond. Right?
Yeah, you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
That's wild. They're all 40%, they say, with dating apps.
Dude, I watched that, Ashley Madison on Netflix, again. I watched... and it was all a lie. What a scam. I mean, they made up girls. They made up these women. And they
crazy.
Didn't even exist.
And all these dudes are on there.
Yeah,
you would think that would catch up with them quicker than what it did.
Oh, no, wait. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
quicker
years.
Than what it did. Because you would think that so many men would come out and say, that woman never existed.
Yeah.
They made it all up. But they went on for years before they were busted.
They made
with that.
So much money.
Well, they couldn't say anything because they were all cheating, right? So you can't come out and be like, I was talking to this fake woman trying to cheat on on my wife.
No,
yeah, but it didn't come out. You're right. It didn't come out until they were compromised.
Right.
And all the names got shared.
Yeah, yeah, on the internet. Yeah.
But you would think there would be a portion of them that ended up getting a divorce that would come out at some point and say it's a scam. I don't know. I'm just thinking that they would have been caught.
I mean, there were a few that did, you know, meet women, like the one girl, oh my God, this woman's so angry at life. She was married to her husband. They had a kid. Everything was great. And then he got on Ashley Madison, met some hot bimbo, ended up marrying her. Man, she is like, you know what she is? She's that woman that buys a Corvette. She's so mad.
I rarely see a woman driving a Corvette.
Well, when you do, you know she's divorced.
I gotta remember that. Guys, yeah, I get it with you guys. But I'd never see a woman in a Corvette for some reason. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
We've got a little project going on. Well, not we. My wife does, okay?
Okay.
At home. Multi-million dollar idea, Jamie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where she saw
it. Is it jug of dirt? Because that's mine.
It's close.
Okay.
Jug of slime.
Jug of slime?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She's been on the interweb, and she says people are making slime at home.
Oh, they've been
and
doing that
selling
for years.
It in containers. Well, she just discovered, okay? I don't know. I didn't even know they'd been doing it for years. Yeah. I didn't know you even did it. I thought you just went to the store and you bought slime.
No.
Or go on Amazon and buy yourself some slime.
Now the fun part is to make it at home.
Customized slime, mm-hmm. Okay? Putting sparkles in it, different things of that nature. Well,
of that nature.
We are in the slime business at BJ's house. Slime, 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 all over the place, okay? Yesterday, I come in, and my wife is, I was outside. I come in, she's standing in the kitchen. She looks like a friggin' chemist.
Really?
She's got on goggles, white lab coat,
uh-huh.
Gloves, working with chemicals to make slime. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm making slime. We're going to sell it. We have all these containers, Jamie, at my house.
She really is going
to package the slime.
No.
I swear.
No.
I swear.
This is not going to make millions. No.
Slime with Cracker Jacks in it. What?
What?
Just different things. You put different items in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You put crunchy things. You could put glitter things.
Do you want to remind her that people are doing this already at their homes like they do?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know to even remind anything. I don't know anything about it. So I'm caught completely off guard when I see it. I'm like, no kidding, the slime business. I'm like, really? I haven't heard of this, honey. You know, I'm playing along. It's like, okay. Well, our first batch didn't turn out so good.
No.
It was very watery. It was more water than slime, okay?
Yeah.
Second batch, a little bit better. So we haven't perfected it at BJ's house yet.
This sounds like a stay-at-home mom thing, and she's not a stay-at-home mom. Because my sister was a stay-at-home mom, right? And she would get these crazy ideas of things to sell. All of a sudden, you know, just to make some extra money.
Yeah.
So she wasn't controlled by her husband. Anyway, and so she started like selling these like bracelets with like, oh my gosh, charms on them.
Like, did they sell?
No.
Never sold.
No, she spent like, I don't know, it's like Avon. She spent like $1,000 to get all this crap and they just fall apart.
Yeah.
And she would have jewelry sales, like parties at the pizza place.
Right. Customize your own.
But see, here, I look at it the same way that I look at myself because I'm kind of the same person.
Uh-huh.
That and you kind of are too, that you'll look at certain things, say, oh, this could be a get rich scheme. But you and I never go out and actually buy the
stuff
and everything it takes to go through. For example, I'll grab all kinds of radio equipment and stuff, but I never use it. I just stack it up in the garage. It's all there. Will I ever use it? Probably not.
Yeah, because you have big aspirations to make a home studio, but
that's
been for 10 years.
It has been. So I have the same type things. The difference with my wife is she goes out and gets the items. She puts a full-fledged effort into it. It doesn't work out sometimes. Well, no, it never works out.
Well, it's
okay?
like Jolie. She decided to do Mary Kay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And so I didn't know this, but you have to like buy a bunch of the crap first.
In bulk.
Yeah. Like you have to buy this stuff. I thought it was like you call Mary Kay if somebody wants some mascara or whatever. No, you have to supposedly have it. So at one point she was so upside down and in trouble, and she had a P.O. box, and her husband didn't know about this. So we started selling it on the radio.
You got to get rid of it. You got to get the boxes out of your house,
we
right?
We did, literally, yep. From Los Angeles. We're selling Mary Kay Cosmetics from Missouri.
remember about 3 years ago, and listen, everybody out there, 51059, I'm not picking on my wife at all. I'm just saying, everybody out there, you have a project that you either thought about going into and maybe collecting some items, or you went out and full-fledged bought into something that you were going to do and you didn't do it, okay? It just didn't materialize.
What was the stuff,
okay?
That's like Lululemon but different? What's that stuff called?
Oh,
Fabletics?
No, because women were selling it from home, and there's a whole documentary about it, how it was a pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? We had a girl that was selling it.
Yeah. And she would do like lives on social media and present all, she would do like a try-on session with all the clothing.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Oh, I forgot that. Anyway, what were you going to say?
If you remember, about 2 years ago, remember the soap business?
LuLaRoe is right. Sorry. Yes, the soap business.
Yeah. You remember when we went out and bought all those items to make soap at home?
I kind of don't.
Customized soap?
You were making.
Yeah. Well, we never made it, but we got all the ingredients.
Items, yeah.
We got bags and bags of this
soap stuff.
Material.
I feel like my sister did that with the bath bombs. My sister did
maybe
the same
so.
Thing.
Maybe
she was
so.
Going to make bath bombs and sell them at boutiques.
Yeah. Yeah, this I don't know what you call it, fragrance soaps or bougie soap. I don't know what you call it, but we went out and bought all these items. We took the truck one day and loaded up the back of it and took all the stuff home, and it's still in the garage.
Oh my God, her and my sister have a lot in common,
because
my sister had the same thing with bath bombs, and she, I mean, look, they were cool. The bath bombs were really pretty, and she put them in like that wrap with like a ribbon and all that, but then she realized that the wrapping, the ribbon, the bath bomb all cost way more than she was actually going to sell them for.
yeah, I don't know. You don't really put out you don't really put on a one sheet your business model.
Yeah.
You just buy the crap and wish for the best.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
And that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
But we're in the slime business now.
All right.
If you want some slime, $20, I'll bring you in a jar of slime.
I'm good.
Oh, come on.
I think I can make
my
own.
Be my first customer. What do you want?
The fun is making it. Why would I buy it?
I don't know. At my house, they got very frustrated yesterday with making it. She's not a chemist, okay?
No.
So it didn't pan out.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the slime business over Beeges.
$1 million.
Slime Central. Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to TP Talk.
Okay.
Okay, so Jamie, you found this.
I found this because I like to do research I have my master's in library.
And I'll tell you one thing. This, what you're about to bring up, is very important in my world anyway.
It's not in mine. But
I know it's not in yours,
I cannot believe you have so much passion for it.
I do. I'm very set on this one.
I know, but like, okay, well, anyway. I found the patent from 1891, and the patent for toilet paper is over.
Over.
Yes.
It's not.
Everybody agree?
Agreed.
I don't care.
Spadell?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but
I don't think he was listening to us.
No. If you've got the roll on the roller,
does
it come over the top or under the bottom?
Oh, beards are cool, mullets are stupid. That's what I do.
What does that mean?
That's how the direction that you have your toilet paper. Beards are cool, right? So that means the front, the overhang is at the front.
Oh my
mullets
God.
Are stupid, that's at the back.
No.
He smokes a lot of weed.
So much weed.
Yeah.
So much weed, you guys.
That's a weird analogy.
Remember, it causes like a, what's that thing that I said?
Psychosis.
That?
Psychosis.
Yeah. I think we're seeing it.
Yeah. Right, so you're going with beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the top.
Because
over
you
the
are
top.
A beard.
I will tell you this. When you're at work, those dispensers they have in the bathroom, you have to go with mullet.
Agreed.
Oh my God!
Because
can we stop
doing
that, Bart? The mullet and beard thing. Like, stop! Oh.
I kind of like it now.
Here's the thing: I don't care. Like, I can't believe it's even a thing. I know I brought it up, but like, who cares? You just throw it on there.
I do care.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
If I go at the house, if I go and Lisa has put the toilet paper in there and she's got it on the under, I will switch it every time.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You don't strike me as that type to care.
Well, he parks backwards. So he has his oil changes on a board somewhere in his house.
No,
it's only one thing I do.
I just do not care enough about toilet paper.
No, the way it looks when it's under, oh no, I can't stand it. It's got to be over.
Carson, you strike me as the type that puts the toilet paper on and then makes a little triangle.
I do.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's a good look. Yeah. I mean, try it.
I don't do it for look.
He makes a little triangle.
Yeah, nobody
goes
in there.
It's like you're staying at a hotel.
Nobody goes in there but me or Frog. So I don't do it for looks.
The reason why you want it at the front is because of the angle of the toilet paper. It breaks off if you have it at the back.
Right. No, stop for looks.
Buy some more expensive toilet paper. It won't break. God. That one ply, I guess it breaks.
He parks backwards. God.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the story about the fake ads for jobs?
No.
Yes.
That's crazy. So
what
all these
fake ads?
So the company, all these companies, and they say it's not morally corrupt, but they're putting fake ads all over these different places where you get jobs, you know, because they want workers to know that soon they're going to get help, even though they're not.
Because, like, if you're short staffed, they want you to know as an employee that they're trying their best to attract new people to come in.
Because everywhere I go, I mean, like, not that I go to all these fast food restaurants I'm going to stay, but everywhere I do go, like, they say, we're hiring, you know?
Right.
I mean, every restaurant, every
place. It is true. Every single time I go through a drive-thru, there's a big, we're hiring
Because they
sticker.
Need, they do need help, but I don't understand why they're doing fake ads.
So if you're an employee of a place and you're being worked to death, they're basically telling you that, look, we're trying our best.
Yeah.
We're trying to get people in here to help so that we can, you know, lessen the load for you.
Right.
But really, they're not?
I guess doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I've never looked like, oh my gosh, they're hiring people. Oh, this is great.
And then they're not. Yeah. I mean, fast food restaurants are, but these are like corporations. But
I could see that if you worked at like a UPS store, mm-hmm. or if you worked at, you know, Amazon, for an example, and you're just being worked to death. I mean, it's package after package after package. And then they come to you and say, look, man, we're doing our best. We're trying to hire
some
people.
We just can't get workers.
We're going to help you out. You know, maybe we'll cut some of your hours back. You don't have to work 12-hour days. I could see where that would be, you know, keep you going. You know, but after a while, you're like, where the hell's my help?
Exactly. So it's on Forbes, and the headline is how ghost job postings are creating a false sense of hope.
Well, that's wrong. Well, that's a bunch of crap.
I know.
Who came up with this?
And this explains, I saw a TikToker, and she was so sad. She has a degree in biology or something, whatever. And so she has applied to every hospital, everywhere, trying to be in their lab and all this stuff. And she hasn't got hired for anything.
Because the jobs don't exist.
But now we find out. No, isn't that crazy?
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, my God. It must be just you. You must just suck as an applicant.
Yeah.
Nope, they're fake ads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.